And thank you for letting me record this for my ICF certification.
Hi, Kristen. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, so how would you like to start today? Is there something that you want to jump into right away, or would you like to spend some time recapping what happened since our last session?
Actually, I'm feeling okay about what we've been coaching on before. I have something else, if it's okay, that I'd like to be coached on today, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So what's that about?
The idea is a little bit based on what we've said before, but it's actually a different thing, and that is I'm realizing lately that I'm feeling a little bit insecure about when I do presentations and workshops and things. In my counseling, I'm asked to do little workshops, and I want to work on improving my presentation skills.
Okay, so I heard you say you're a little bit insecure in the presentation and improve your presentation skills. How will you know at the end of our session that you've made some progress around, you know, the insecurity and your presentation skills?
I have done something. So in my mind, it would help me to maybe add to or get some new ideas based on what we talk about that maybe I haven't thought of before. You know, something that I could walk out of our session and say, okay, that's an idea. That's how I'm going to, maybe I'll pursue that. That'll help me, you know, feel a little bit more confident, or the next step to improve on my coaching. Improve on my doing public talks and workshops, things like that.
And these are ideas, are they around how to do public talks, getting new ideas on how to improve it, or is it related to the insecurity? Could you unpack that for me a little bit?
Yeah. I think the insecurity is about wondering if I need to improve. So I think what I really am looking at is an idea or two about what I can do to develop my presentation skills a bit more. And I think that will help me with my confidence.
So it's kind of chicken and an egg situation. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it is. I think, you know, I've been thinking about this a while, and I don't really want to focus on insecurities or my lack of confidence, because I don't see that as helpful as an idea or two about what I can do to really enhance my presentation skills. Because I'm really kind of stuck. I've been thinking about it, and I'm really kind of stuck as to what I might do, because I have done a couple of things, and I've done those, so it's like, well, what else can I do? And I'm hoping that you can help me. Maybe in our conversation, something might come up that I hadn't thought of.
And how would you like to go about that? You have a process in mind?
Yeah, maybe. Well, I think I want to kind of tell you the last thing that I did to improve my presentation skills and how it helped. But that's all I know to do.
Okay.
and maybe from that can generate another idea. So,
okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's the last thing that you did?
You know, in my email, I got a little invitation to attend kind of this executive voice coaching thing. And it's somebody who's well known in Singapore that has this luscious voice, you know, and helps people with their presentation skills. So I signed up for it for one day. And I thought, I'm not so sure. I don't know if I need help with my voice so much. But actually, in the end, I learned a lot about my voice and how to project and, feedback from other people, a lot of stuff that I hadn't even thought of. I realize it's not so much the content of a workshop, but as I'm standing up there, I watched him and, I learned a lot. Stuff that I hadn't even been aware of, like the tone of your voice, and he had us do some exercises at projection, and so I'm trying to think, it was like maybe 2 years ago. So it's been a while since I did that. And then I haven't made any more progress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm thinking of another thing that I realized I learned that mm-hmm. was really helpful was the use of PowerPoint. I used to put loads and loads of words, squeeze as much as I can on a PowerPoint, and then I've found out from him less is more, and just a few ideas. And I thought, man, no one ever told me that. And that really helped. So I'm kind of not sure where else to go from there.
Is it also that you're looking to see what kind of standards would be good for you, or
you've hit something. Oh man, maybe it is a little bit about my lack of confidence and my insecurities, now that you mention that, because the feedback that I get from participants is, this is awesome, we enjoyed it so much, and all of that. But yet I walk away feeling like there's more I should do.
Mm-hmm. There's more that you should do?
Yeah. And so I'm thinking, well, maybe it's being confident about what I already know, who, trusting what I know, all of that I feel shaky on. So I think you said it's a chicken and the egg, but now I'm going back. I think it is my insecurity.
Insecurity related to what?
Not feeling I'm good enough. Never feeling good enough.
Is that something that happens in the rest of your life as well, or is it contained in the presentation skill?
I think it's magnified because I'm in front of other people. And see, as I'm talking about it, I'm kind of stuttering. I'm kind of tripping over my words because I realize it's when I'm in front of other people and I feel judged
mm-hmm.
or critiqued. And in Singapore, they're relentless about that. And I mean, I don't know what it's like in other parts of the world, but they critique you and they judge you based on your presentation skills.
Mm-hmm.
They'll rehire you or not. So I may or may not be asked to do another workshop based on that. And I walk in feeling like, well, at my age, I have to just relax with all of that. But I've been feeling insecure about it lately.
So suppose all of this just magically went away and you were this relaxed, wise, older woman at ease with her presentation skills.
Yeah.
Walking onto the stage.
Wow.
What would be different?
Yeah. Whew. Calm. Trust. Trust in myself. In what I've, the preparation I've done already. Keeping that bar where it is and not some unrealistic level. Not taking comments personally. Having fun. Having fun with the participant. Because when I relax, you know, I can kind of kid around with people. When I feel scrutinized and it starts to get to me, I start to feel, you know, tight. Yeah.
A while ago you mentioned you when you were in this tight space, you start to stutter and stuff. What would your voice be like when you were in this, the wise old woman, older woman walking on the stage feeling relaxed?
That reminds me, because yesterday I did a workshop at a school, and I got up at 4:30 to just be prepared, and during the workshop I started to make up words and slur because I was so tired.
Oh.
And because sometimes, you know, my brain is sharp and then what comes out is all, you know, garbled. And so I kidded with him and I said, sometimes I make up words. And you have to kind of flow with me to know what I'm trying to say. And they laughed. And I thought, hey, this is good. Because it gave me permission to kind of be myself, you know, and not try to be perfect. So that was a good experience yesterday. And I thought, you know, when I relax and I kind of, I guess, admit or confess my, you know, humanness, they're very forgiving. But when I try to be all professional and perfect, I kind of, it's hard. It's harder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I heard you say you'd like to keep the bar where it is.
Yeah.
Would it be useful to explore a little bit around what are your criteria for a great presentation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or not? I mean, it's a suggestion.
Yeah. No, I think that. That's it. It's that bar. You know, the bar that gets moved based on kind of, you know, how I think I should be.
Mm-hmm.
The sort of star, you know, presenter, and keeping focus on just who I am and what I have to offer, even if it's substandard, should be okay. But it's not substandard because people say, you know, they keep having me come back. So there's something there. It's just hard for me to believe it, I guess. You know. Wow.
I mean, what would make you believe it?
Yeah. That's a really good question. Wow. It's all a mind game. It's a mind game in my head. And nobody can make me believe it but myself. And there are times where I fully believe it. You know, okay, I'm good. I'm good. And other times I don't. So it's that difference. And I think a key is saying whatever happens, whatever you do, you've given your best.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I remember just now, I mean, somebody I really admire would say that. I'll do my best, I know you'll do your best, and we'll just bring our best together. And that's the best we can do. And I thought, wow, that's such a lovely thing to say. And I'm just now remembering it, you know. So it helps when I say that kind of thing. So, wow.
And what happens to the bar when you say that kind of thing?
There is no bar then.
Okay. It just disappears.
It literally, as you said that, I mean, I'm thinking, well, who put that bar there, you know? It doesn't really exist, does it? Wow, man.
Dang. What does the world look like without that bar?
Oh my gosh, well, I'm pretty excited. It's like, how can it be this easy to make that bar disappear? And wow. It's sort of like I can never be good enough if that bar is there. But without the bar, I am good enough as I am. Wow. I mean, it's not about more presentation skills or learning or at all. I mean, you know, of course I want to keep growing and all of that, but I had in this mind, okay, I'm going to have to sign up for these mega courses on presentation skills and all that, and I didn't know even where to go, but really it's not about that.
And what is it about for you then?
Well, I mean, I just had a birthday recently, and I'm thinking that I've actually done a lot of things to improve myself and to grow. I actually have, but I don't give myself credit for it. So it's kind of a combination of the things that you accumulate as you age, which nobody can take away from you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't learn that in books or sitting in workshops, you know. And so mm-hmm. I'm thinking, okay. I mean, a part of me feels like, well, I just turned 63. And a part of me feels like, well, a lot of people I know are retiring at my age. They're kind of going out to pasture. And it made me wonder, I think maybe this is where it's kind of maybe came from. And I'm wondering, well, I felt like I have a lot more to give. Should I be stopping?
Okay.
I felt like, well, no, I love what I do, you know, and as a counselor, and I like these workshops that I do. But I'm thinking, well, maybe I need to retire. But no, I mean, I feel like I'm just getting going. In some ways, I feel like I've learned a lot, and I still want to help people. I like to see how our conversation, you know, in our counseling helps them. So, I think I've been kind of focusing on kind of the wrong thing, or some in my thinking, I kind of got focused on something that got me off track a little bit.
And what was that?
Well, it kind of led to me questioning myself and then grasping at something that I kind of didn't know what I needed to get a hold of. But now I'm thinking, well, kind of comes back to maybe being content, you know, a content mm-hmm. that comes from getting rid of the bar. And, you know, valuing my age and I think that's what my life is trying to tell me.
How would you like to go on from here?
Well, it seems kind of funny because I began with saying I wanted help on some presentation skills, and yet that was really not even it. And I'm kind of surprised that I feel like this kind of empty gap in here in my stomach has been healed or kind of, you know, closed up. I don't feel so inadequate anymore.
And what have you done or thought or felt in order to enable that gap to close?
I liked what when you know, I was talking about the bar, and I could see that bar, and now it's disappeared. It was like that was the kind of the thing that I realized, shit, get rid of that bar. And I'm kind of thinking that when there's a temptation to put that bar there again, I'm just going to, you know, make it disappear.
How are you going to do that?
That's a good question. How am I going to make it disappear? I know. I have this magic wand in my office for when I see kids in therapy, and I sometimes say, you know, poof, you know, it's gone. And so I'm going to use that magic wand in my mind and kind of just like the magic fairy go poof, you know, when that bar kind of gets tempted to get back in, I'm just going to poof it out.
Okay. And what will it do? Will it explode or will it, you know, what does that look like?
It's going to go off in like this poof, you know, like in a poof of smoke.
Okay.
And just disappear.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, wow. I'm feeling quite happy about that. I really am because, I mean, I almost get a little bit weepy kind of when I think about that damn bar and how I ever let it in, you know, that, man.
And how do you notice when that bar starts sneaking back in?
Well, I start to question myself. Like, you know, here's that familiar thing, not good enough, and I'm just going to use that little wand and say, no, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. Yeah. And for me, I think it's not saying, you know, you don't ever want to improve or get better, but not to question, you know, kind of, you know, what I've learned or where I am, you know. So I won't be questioning.
And how will improving your presentation skills look like when you're in this state of mind, in the bar-free, appreciating what you have, appreciating your experience state of mind?
Yeah. I remember some time ago, my husband saying something to me, just as an observation, and I took it personally and I got hurt because I could see that bar, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I realized he was actually telling it to me to help. And so now I'm thinking that that's what I need to do is to be, you know, hear what people that you love and trust have to say, and know that they want you to be better, and not as a statement of that I'm not good enough or inadequate. You know what I mean? It's kind of, I realize it's meant differently than kind of what I thought.
Mm-hmm. And in the bar-free universe, you'll think they'll help me. Did I get that right? They're helping me instead of being insulted?
Yeah, they're helping me instead of that bar being there as, see, there's the bar. You're just not even near that bar yet. Because out there, there's some bar where they say, you know, you're not as good as that. And that's how I heard it when my husband told me, you know, gave mm-hmm. feedback. But now I'm realizing, I mean, it really hurt.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And I thought, if I'm going to get better and improve, I don't think I could stand it if I ask people for feedback. But then I realized, well, if there's no bar, you know, I'm not comparing it to anybody else or, you know, that whatever standard I made up to be. But it's me and knowing me to help me, improve me, then I can receive it differently. So, I mean, I don't know if that makes sense to you, but I also want... Yeah, feedback from myself, but also external. Does that make sense? External feedback. Yeah.
And can you summarize again the difference, feedback with the bar in your head, and feedback the bar is gone?
I think I can.
Okay.
Yeah, I think with the bar, you're not good enough. You'll never be good enough because it's a moving bar. And because I'm comparing myself to people like Tony Robbins, you know, like that, I'll never be that good. So it's never good enough. And it just hurts. I just feel bad all the time. I want to give up because I want to be at my best and I can't be as good as Tony Robbins. So give up, you know. But without that bar there, it's like I see myself, well, being open to feedback because I can hear it, you know, that they mean to help me. And then I'm not comparing myself to anybody. I'm just trying to be at my best and trusting, okay, you know stuff, you've learned stuff. You've got academic qualifications, you've done professional development, I'm saying this to myself, you're the kind of person that is going to just trust that and not be prideful about it.
And instead of prideful?
I like humble. The humble, you know, maybe this is helpful, this is what I've learned, but saying it with confidence and conviction, you know, because I don't want to be a know-it-all, but people also want help, but you don't want to push it down their throat kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they can take it or leave it, but I can... I can trust and I can listen and offer in my, you know, line of work. I like that kind of relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When I look back at you know, where we started our call, it was around adding some ideas. You said you felt insecure about your presentation skills and were thinking around things that you can do and felt a bit stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Can you summarize what you're taking around this issue from our call today?
Yeah. We've talked about a lot, but I really think it's all connected. It's all related.
Mm-hmm.
It's really been helpful. And so I just, what's going to be in my mind is that magic wand to get rid of that bar if in any way starts to creep in, having no bar there to trust myself and believe in myself and just to say, you know, I bring who I am and what I've learned to the offering, and that's good enough. I mean, I feel really good about that.
Okay. I mean, is there anything else that you would like to discuss in our session, or are you good to close?
I just feel a little bit of a glow right now because I think that really, I mean, I didn't know where this was going to go, and I really like the way that you listen to me. I feel this is where I needed to end up, and I didn't even know it.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Great. Is there anything that you can do to keep that glow until our next session?
I've got my little magic wand in my office.
Okay. So the magic wand is a magic wand.
It really is. And I think it really is about focusing my mind on what I know to be true and don't let the other stuff get in and take over. So that's it, the reminder.
Well, great. So if are you okay for us to close the session then?
Yeah, I'm really very, very happy and thankful.
Great. I'll close the session. We look for our next date, yeah?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.